Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We have on the phone with us today Bryant Fisek. He is with MnDOT, and he is going to get us up to code with the big Highway 316 improvement project that is continuing in South Hastings. Bryant, how have you been?
Well, hi. I've been doing very well. Thank you again for having me on. I'm happy to be here, and our talks have been great. So thank you again for inviting me.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I think it's interesting to have somebody actually explain what's going on, because especially when the roads are closed off like they are in South Hastings, we don't really know what is going on behind the construction. So it's interesting to hear from you, because are you the project manager, Bryant? Is that what...
Yes, I am the design project manager. There's others who are in charge of the construction. It's a large team we have that all works together to try to get this done. A lot of stuff behind the scenes. And then my role is to help on the design, make sure that's going well. And then as we move through construction, obviously I've been helping out with contacting you, you know, talking with you, talking with the public. And as questions come up, I know I've talked with a lot of residents in the area about different aspects of the design. If there's issues, I try to help out. So my role is just to try to help with the public, help with residents, be that communication with the city, and really just try to smooth things out where I can, because we know this is a big deal. Construction impacts everybody's daily life, and we try to make it as best we can, but we also know we got to get in there, get the job done, and then get out so you can enjoy the product we leave behind.
Absolutely. Bryant, tell people that are listening the details of this project. Maybe there's somebody that is in Prescott and doesn't quite know where this is, or maybe somebody in Cottage Grove or some of our surrounding communities. Would you tell people about the Highway 316 improvement project, how long it's been going on, and really conceptually how long it has been planned for?
Yeah, I'll try to summarize that somewhat quickly, but this has been a project that's been in the works for a long time, and it started out, I would say, roughly 5-6 years ago as a MnDOT project. We were originally planning just to come in and do what we call a mill and overlay, so take off the top surface of the road, put back what was there, and just basically improve the pavement. And once we talked with the city, and more importantly, we started talking with residents as well, we realized that, no, that's not what we needed to do here. There were issues on 316, and particularly in the city of Hastings here where we're talking, from that north junction of 61 down to Tuttle, almost to Michael. But when we started talking about that, we realized that people were talking about the speeds on the road and the lack of multimodal options. You know, it's hard to walk on there. You could walk in the shoulders, mm-hmm. but nobody really wants to walk mm-hmm. on a highway shoulder. And so we took a step back and tried to come up with a new plan and really take into account what we were being told. I mean, that's really what sent us back to the drawing board. And what we came up with was the plan that's being constructed right now, where it is a single lane in each direction with a center median. There are three roundabouts going in, three mini roundabouts at Tuttle, at Tiffany, and at Spiral. So there'll be those three along the corridor. And then there's trails going in along almost all the way on both sides. There's a short section on one side where we couldn't fit it in the right of way. But all these aspects are coming together to really respond to what we heard and try to make this corridor within the city function for the city and for its residents.
So I know one of the questions that we received at KDWA was, why was the construction started on the south end of the project instead of the north end?
Yep, and that gets into our traffic control and how we thought we were going to construct this. As we put our plan together with all these different aspects, we originally had a two-year construction plan, and we were planning to be out there over two summers. Again, listening to the city and the residents, they were like, no, try to get this done in 1 year. Just get in here and get out. We pushed those two together. We put our traffic plan, stretched it out over the one construction season to try to get it done. And as we were looking at it at the beginning, if we start at the south end, there's less driveways down there. There can be fewer impacts from the south end, and it was better from our drainage plan as well, how we treat the water, how we plan to get the water through there, that it made sense for us to start at the south end and then work our way north to where we would then have greater impact once we got further north. At least that was our original thinking. And people can disagree with us on that one. There's no perfect way to do construction, unfortunately. No matter which way we go, there's going to be an impact. So we did our best. You know, we're getting closer to the end. So I think that's the good point there.
That is a good point. Tell us where we stand right now, Bryant.
If you've been out to the area, you know we have a big area closed off right now. Basically, from the north side of Tuttle to 61, that whole area 316 is closed except for local traffic, which means the people who have driveways on there. That's going to continue to be in that configuration for the next few weeks here, well into October. As we are driving towards completing this, the contractor, as we talk with the contractor, they're looking at the best way to get this done. And right now it's to keep it closed and allow our construction team to do their work in that area. So that's a little bit of a change than what we had talked about before with people. And unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in construction. We can't keep things as nice and tidy as we'd like. Things change, conditions change. So we do have this bigger area right now, but the goal is to keep working on that whole area. And then in a few weeks, we'll open up to either 33rd or 31st, and that'll open up that south end. We'll have that all fully paved and done. And then that will that'll really open up the corridor. People will be able to see it for what it's going to be as then we take the next few weeks after that to finish up that north end.
So when you say finishing up, what are the last steps to this?
So what we're trying to get accomplished this year is get all the paving done, all 316, and open it up back to 61. So those are the steps we're trying to accomplish this year and make sure it can open back up and people can see everything. We will likely be back next year for maybe some landscaping. You know, there's some stuff on the sides that may need some finishing up to do, but our goal is to have the highway opened yet this year and not block it again next year. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's why this bigger area is going to stay closed for the next few weeks as we work to accomplish that.
So again, for people that are listening and maybe don't have access to a map to see what this looks like, can you explain right now, say somebody's coming from either the south part of Hastings on Highway 316 or they want to get to Red Wing, let's say, how do you get to some of these places that we need to get to?
So the first thing I would encourage people to do is go to our website, go to MnDOT's website, the 316 construction project. If you search for MnDOT Highway 316, you should get there pretty easily, or you can go through MnDOT's public website. And there we have a lot of different maps that you can pull up in terms of how we get people around. And it really depends. You mentioned a couple areas there, but it really depends on where you're starting, where you want to go. We have a larger regional detour for those people who aren't stopping in the city. They're just going through, and that's just on Highway 61. I mean, pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Just continue around. Don't use 316. For those who are south of the closure or in the north and they're just going around to one side or the other, we do have a local detour that takes them up County 91 on the south side there, brings them through to 10th Street. So it takes them around that way. That is signed. We have another signed detour to get people into the business park or into the or to the arena. There are a lot of different areas, again, a lot of things signed to try to help people get around this area and make sure that they can get to their destinations. Again, we realize it's going to take a little longer. None of this is ideal, but we're trying to make sure we get the project done and get it done well. That's a big goal for us, too, is to make sure you've got a nice road for a long time after we leave.
I know you said that part of your job is communicating and listening to the neighbors and different people that come out of the woodwork to talk to you about this project. What are some of the things that you're hearing?
Well, obviously, access. Nobody likes to have construction in front of their house. So the biggest thing is when can this be done? When can we get back to our road? And like we said, we're trying to finish this up this year and make sure we get out of there. But it's always a concern when we have to redo somebody's driveway. What does that look like? If we're changing the grades in front of people's house. It is MnDOT property. It's in the right-of-way, but it's still, if it's somebody's home, that's their front yard to them. And whatever changes we do, it impacts them. So we definitely try to work with them as best we can. And we have made some changes in different areas where we've recognized, okay, this is a little more of an impact than we wanted. What can we do around the edges? You know, we do try to listen. We do try to do our best to make it better when things are pointed out. You know, it can't always be accomplished, but again, that's part of why I'm here, is to try to listen to those, figure out different ways that we can make it better if we can. And generally, I mean, I would say the conversations I've had with people have been very good. I really appreciate people coming out, talking to us. They recognize we're trying to do the best we can. And again, in general, I think people are just, we're getting towards the end and they're getting excited for us to be done and be out of there.
So when you say you're getting towards the end, can you give us a ballpark of when you think the project will be completed, except for some of the pretty stuff you're going to do next year?
Our hope is to have it done in that first part of November. But I can't, like all the time when I talk about construction, that's all tentative to change. We could get a blizzard in October that would drastically mm-hmm. change how things look. So we always have to keep that in mind. But really, we have it scheduled to be finished up in November, and as soon as November as we can get it. So we keep pushing on our end, make sure the contractors doing their best, making sure we're doing our best working with them and trying to move forward to get it done. So that's the best estimate I can give you.
Well, I think that's a great estimate.
Subject to change.
Bryant, when you say you're working with contractors, it's not just one group, right? You're working with quite a few different companies. Tell us about that.
So this is a decent-sized project. There is one contractor who is responsible for the full project, and we work with them directly. We have weekly construction meetings. They have usually multiple subcontractors underneath them, so they have to coordinate and organize all that work. But then we're also working with private utilities. So Xcel was in the area, CenturyLink was in the area, and as we're coming through and making changes, particularly where the roundabouts are, we can't have those private utilities under the roundabout, so we needed them to move their lines out of the way. Same thing with the city. People may have had some disruptions in their water while we were moving some pipes around. Hopefully those were very short and didn't impact people for too long. But again, that's part of working with the city, working with private utilities, working with a contractor. And so when I say it's a construction team, it is a team. It is a large team, and lots of us are putting forth our best effort to get this done as efficiently as possible.
So are any of the roundabouts open to local traffic?
The roundabout at 316 and Tuttle Drive is open, at least three of the four approaches. So that's a good one that people can go and see. They can take the local detour around construction if you're on the north side. And it's open. You can travel through and see what those roundabouts are going to look like. The other two will look very similar. We think that'll work well in terms of not only allowing people easy access to 316 from the side streets. Hopefully those turns will be easier during the peaks than they previously were, but it'll also slow people down. And that was one of the goals of putting the roundabouts in, is to slow traffic down on the highway and make it more comfortable for the environment that it's in, particularly all the residents in the area.
Bryant, you said something in one of the last interviews that we did that really resonated with a lot of people, and that is, now would be the time, if you are tentative about a roundabout, now would be the time to try them out while there's very little traffic on them. And so if that one on 316 and Tuttle, if you can get to it by way of the detours, you should go do that if you're a little bit nervous, right?
Absolutely. We know not everybody has had a chance to drive them. It is a single lane roundabout, so your decisions are really looking for traffic and stopping if there's somebody in the roundabout to let them through. It's a great way to go up and look at it, and with less traffic there, you could even pull off to the side on one of the side streets from the roundabout, watch other people go around it if you're really not sure what to do. But as a single lane with not much traffic on it, I would say it's a perfect time to go through and just drive around it a couple times, get used to it, and then you'll realize it's really not that big a deal. You'll be able to handle it fine.
I think that's great advice, and we would encourage people that are listening to perhaps try that. Bryant, what else do we need to let people know, please?
Well, I would say the big thing is we're working as fast as we can to get this done. I don't know that there's any other instructions right now. Just pay attention to the detour signs as you're going around. Please let the construction team do its work. Let's try to stay out of their way and let them finish up. And we'll just keep working as best we can. And hopefully I can come back in another month or two and either tell you, here's when we're going to be done, or, hey, we're already done.
Is that the day that you and my mom and I are going out in her car?
That would be fantastic. Yeah, we keep talking about that. And
oh, I know. She keeps saying that to me. Honey, all you're doing is talking about it. I said, Bryant is a very busy man, Mother. He works for MnDOT. But I do think that would be actually the real world. I think we should look to do that. That's a news story. That's a whole nother in-depth, I think.
Yes, I think we should schedule that, and whether it's a month from now, 2 months, or even if we need to wait till the spring.
I think we might have to. We can't go into the winter because that's too scary. We really appreciate your time today. Thank you, as always. I know that you are in a tough job where people probably don't come to you with great things to say positively, but we want to say thank you for all that you're doing, and it's going to be just wonderful once this project is done. It's a little inconvenient right now, but you're making great headway. Bryant Fisak, he is the design project manager for the Highway 316 Improvement Project, and we thank him for his time, and we will chat with you very, very soon again, I hope. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.